Moving on now, Bahraini regime forces attacked the funeral procession of a man who died after inhaling tear gas in the village of Karzakhan. Regime forces tried to disperse mourners by firing tear gas and stun grenades. 31-year-old Orman Al-Sayed died on Tuesday, days after inhaling the toxic gas fired by Saudi-backed regime forces. Bahrainis have been protesting against the Al Khalifa regime for over 2 years now. Manama has responded with an iron fist. Scores have been killed and many injured or arrested during the crackdown. Joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, is Mr. Kamel Wazni. Mr. Wazni is a political commentator. Sir, welcome to the program. How much more of this crackdown are we going to see, and to what extent are the Al Khalifas willing to continue with this merciless response to these peaceful demonstrations?
Well, obviously, the Khalifa family, it seems, is used to terrorism, an act of terrorism against its own people. This use of forbidden weapons or poison tear gas, it's a violation of all international treaties and is terrorism at its best. So there seems that certain Persian Gulf country is supporting that the Khalifa family to continue their crackdown against their own people. On the other side, those people who've been out demanding their freedom and a new constitution and a new democracy, they will continue to stand up to this brutality no matter how much terrorism is used by this family and the backer of this family. I think the world have to look very deeply at who they support, and they have to take a stand. Do they want to support this kind of terrorism against a family that used all its muscles and its influence to terrorize its own people, or they want to sit on the side of freedom and democracy? This is a question to the Western world, to the European community, to Mr. Obama, that when he's always speak about democracy and the rule of law, here somebody broke that trust against his own people, and he's been actually terrorizing them and killing them as we've been seeing for almost 2 years.
All right, thank you very much, political commentator Mr. Kamel Wazni, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.